Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The mathematical constant pi has intrigued mathematicians around the world for millennia. As University of Rochester professor of mathematics Douglas Hessig explains, the enigmatic number has given rise to an unofficial holiday.
In many academic circles, today's date is a cause for celebration. Yes, March 14th is Pi Day, named after the mathematical constant pi, and defined as the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, 3.14159 and so on. The digits continue on forever with no known pattern. So why is pi, among all the mathematical constants, important enough to be celebrated? Gastronomically speaking, we all know what dessert to bring to the party. Mathematically speaking, it has to do with geometry. Geometry has two fundamental shapes, lines and circles. This ubiquity places pi in many equations which describe reality. In physics, for instance, pi appears in the equations used to model a static universe. In geology, pi appears in the evolution of meandering rivers, an observation first pointed out by Albert Einstein, whose birthday happens to be today. Pi is like a Hollywood star, appearing in numerous movies and admired by many. And like stars, pi has its groupies and critics. Bob Pallay, a mathematician at the University of Utah, wrote an article titled, Pi is Wrong, and its thesis focuses on a particular pi groupie, the number 2. See, if you look at many of the equations where pi appears, you'll see the number 2 sitting next to it. This frequency suggests defining pi as a circumference divided by the radius, a number equaling 2 times pi. Of course, this would mean celebrating Pi Day instead on June 28th, with probably twice as many desserts. Not a bad deal.
That was the University of Rochester's Douglas Hessig. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Thinking pie, pie, mathematical pie.